I will read the scripture now from Isaiah 54. We're just reading three verses. Isaiah 54 from verse 1 to 3. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor. That's interesting. Because more are the children of the desolate woman, again, another interesting statement, than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. In verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your unfailing word. Like Jesus, you said in Matthew 5, verse 18, that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And also Isaiah 55, verse 11, that when your word goes forth, it never returns void. And therefore, the word I've just read is your unfailing word. And my God, therefore, I put it before you that, Lord, you use this word to speak to all of us and those who are following online. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, we can have our seats. We are now entering a season of uncommon increase. And this increase will be an ease, the work of God. So the title of this message is Impartation of Uncommon Increase, Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 3. And there are three areas I would like us to consider in our reflections today. Declare it, believe it, walk in it. Impartation of uncommon increase. Declare it, believe it, walk in it. First of all, declare it. In verse 1 of Isaiah 54, this is what the Bible says. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who are never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. That's Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 1. There is a word for the barren woman, and this particular month, there is a word for all of us. Those in the wilderness, desert situations, those desiring an increase, there is a word for all of us. Let me start by saying, God has authorized the increase for the barren woman. And God has authorized this increase through his declared word. And what God has authorized through a declaration, which is in his word, we also align with God in terms of declaring the same. And therefore, uncommon increase is a fruit or a consequence of your speech, or it is an outcome of your tongue. So heaven has spoken, so I will speak. And so at the center of Isaiah 54 verse 1 is a barren woman. But you also have God speaking to the barren woman. And the word that God is speaking to the barren woman is a word of uncommon increase. Because the increase will come in a supernatural way. It will come through the divine hand of God. And you can only call it a miracle. And therefore this month, as we enter a season of uncommon increase, I declare that God is going to do a miracle of uncommon increase in the life of somebody. Is somebody receiving? Hallelujah, are you receiving here? God is going to do a miracle. God is going to do a miracle of uncommon increase. And therefore, he's speaking to the barren woman, and he's saying to the barren woman, your status shall not remain this way, because there is a word I have authorized for you, and this word will turn everything around your, turn your wilderness into a place of fruit. So today, together with the barren woman, we can make a testament, or rather we can make a testimony statement based on the declaration of heaven regarding you and me, and we can say, my life will be a testimony of God's abundance. I would like us to say it together. My life will be a testimony of God's abundance. Let's say it louder. My life will be a testimony of God's abundance. And as you make that statement, I want you to know that it sends ripples in the spiritual world, and it begins to do a work that you cannot do because you have agreed with heaven regarding what God has already authorized, already in his own storehouses, and he has actually set it apart, and he has said, this one belongs to Jane, and this one belongs to John. And so we are starting, as we get started on the month, with a God who has already prepared the provision and a people who are expectant. But then God is inviting us for the impartation, you know, the impartation of uncommon increase through a declaration. And that is why I say declare it. It is Job who actually said, and you'll give me this verse in the New King James Version, New King James Version, Job chapter 22 and verse 28. Job chapter 22 and verse 28. There are some words that Job mentioned there. Let us read it together. You will also declare a thing, and it will do what? To be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. I would like us to do it in first person. Say it together, because we are dealing with declarations. Let us voice it in first person. Make it your own. Why don't you go ahead? I will also declare a thing, and it will be established for me. So light will shine on my ways. Hallelujah. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord. That is powerful. Don't wait for your mother to declare, or your brother, or your father, or your sibling, or your workmate, or your neighbor. God is inviting us this month to make a personal declaration on the basis of heaven's declaration, meaning that God has authorized my increase. Now, I know some of you, you work in certain places and your increase in terms of salary is authorized by the board. And probably once a year or probably twice a year, the board gathers, considers the staff, and declares on the basis of their performance, or maybe on the basis of profit, then we shall share with every staff member this profit. And they gather and they do a minute and they say, yes, this one, they are going to get this kind of increase, 5%, 4%, 8%. And then the CEO comes and calls the staff and says, I want you to know that the board has determined you shall receive a salary increase. Now, what normally happens when that declaration is made? What normally happens? People clap, isn't it? And they smile. And especially if it is at the level you really think is going to make a difference. Now, when God makes a declaration that I have authorized your increase, how should be our reaction? We give a hand to the Lord, we shout, we scream, and we go around saying, yes, the Lord has done something. In your own employment, you'll go telling your family that I have a salary increase, and therefore I know we are not going to struggle with house rent anymore, with transportation, with the food bills. And somehow our burden has been made lighter because our employer and the board have remembered us, and they have agreed through a minute that there will be an increase. And therefore you expect it, and you go around talking about it. The barren woman now can raise her head and begin to say, I will have children. Because he's saying, you who never were in labor, you will have more children than the one who has a husband. Heaven has spoken to the barren woman. And heaven has said, you will have more children than the one who has a husband. Now, when you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, you will see that increase is actually sown in the fabric of God's word, right from the beginning. Increase was God's plan. This is what it says. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So from the beginning, as God created us, he determined and he said it as a blessing that we shall experience increase. And as I share this word with you, I agree with God. I'm so convicted that God is going to move somebody from where they are to the next level. I am convinced. I am convicted. This month, we are dealing with a season of increase. And God will increase your business. God will increase your finances. God will increase your peace. God will increase your joy. God will increase you in your career. God will increase you in such a way so significant, people will not miss it. The barren woman is about to experience increase. It is authorized increase. God has said it. No one can stop it. There is increase God has authorized for you. He has already said it in his word. And that's why we should spend time in God's word, read the promises, understand them. And because God has said it, I will say it, you will say it, and the devil has no chance. And that's why you find David declared something in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to verse 47. David's victory comes through a declaration. And although when he's facing Goliath, the odds are big against him. If it was a soccer match, you would say the odds are 10 against 0, where David is 0, the opposing team is scoring 10, and people are doing the betting, and you're stating the odds. And you would say, looking at the situation here, actually, Goliath will win. Goliath will win. You know, I watch boxing. And yesterday I was looking on YouTube, some old boxing matches, one between Muhammad Ali and Ken Norton. It was done some time back. And they went the full, all the steps, eh? Round one, eh? The rounds, yeah, that's the one that's going. All the rounds, thank you very much. God bless you. Increase is coming in your direction for supporting the preacher. All the rounds, I think there were 15 or something or 12, and they went through all the rounds. Now, when I watched the whole match, my verdict was that Norton won. But when the judges announced, they said Muhammad Ali. Let me tell you, sometimes the odds can be so big against you. But what heaven has decided, I am telling you, is what will stand. You may be there in a hospital bed, and they have said the survival, you know, the chance this person, the prognosis is very poor. The chance this person will live is very, very low. But I am here as a servant of God, declaring to you who is sick, either here or online, on a hospital bed, that heaven has authorized your healing. Hallelujah. Heaven has authorized your healing. And so I am declaring that healing in the name of Jesus. It is authorized as far as I'm concerned, it done. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. You can give us Psalm 107 and verse 20. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. And I'm sending this word to somebody that you are healed. You are rescued from the grave. The grave is not a portion in the name of Jesus Christ. And therefore be healed right now in Jesus' name. Rise from that disease and begin to walk again, because heaven has authorized your healing, and by the stripes of Jesus, you are actually whole. And you begin to declare that word. And so looking at David and Goliath, the odds were big against David. But there is the God of David in 1 Samuel 17 from verse 45. I'll just read very quickly to verse 47. And you see the power of declaring it. He made a declaration. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you." And when you are commanding your day, never say negative things about your day. Because Psalm 118 verse 23 says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will do what? I will rejoice and be glad in it. So he says, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know. You know, when God does something, when God does the uncommon increase in your life, everybody will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. May your hands prosper. May God give power to your hands and strength to your hands. May God give precision. You know, he took a sling and a stone, and using those hands, precision, art, and skill invested by God in the hands of a young man who was only about 17 years old, and is coming with courage, and he knows that his victory is authorized in heaven, and he's beginning to declare that victory over Goliath, and he does his sling, and then he releases that stone, and God takes over, and God directs that stone to the destination where it needs to be, and Goliath actually came down. And I say to the young generation of Africa, you are victorious in Jesus' name. And God is going to work with what you have to make a difference in our day and time. And so, young people, be declaring great things to yourself. And also declare that you have a God who is mighty as you face your every day. And he is bigger than the giants of the day. And so I will arise every morning and say, today I will sample victory, because my God is bigger than Goliath. So impartation of uncommon increase comes through declaration. And so I say, declare it. It's a fruit of the tongue. Your life shall be a testimony of God's abundance. But secondly, believe it. Not just declare it, believe it. Isaiah 54 and verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. A number of words are used. They are words of faith. Enlarge, stretch, lengthen, lengthen and strengthen. Four words in verse 2. God wants you to make room for what he's about to do. And that is why these words are given. Make room for what he is about to do. And let me put it to us today that faith is what makes room for what God is about to do. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, the Bible says, God is pleased by faith. You know, faith. If you believe, it makes God happy. And if you want to really receive from above, then make room. Make room. And those words that are put there, awards for making room. There is a tent that needs to be made bigger. There are those stakes to be driven into the ground. There are those ropes that also need to be stretched. And there's some strengthening that needs to happen. And I'm speaking to somebody here this afternoon. Make room. Make room. Make room. God has wanted to do much more. God has always wanted to bring his increase into your laps. But he's saying, make room. You know, he has authorized the increase, but there needs to be room. There needs to be a womb. There needs to be room. Speaking to the barren woman, he's saying, make room. But you know, sometimes doubt denies us the uncommon increase, because out of maybe our intellectualism, or probably how we expect things will happen, we become doubters. And we don't make room for what God is about to do. And I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to your family. I'm also speaking to Kenya. I'm speaking to Africa as a continent, the whole continent of Africa. And I'm saying, this season of uncommon increase, what God is about to do requires adequate room. Make room. God is coming through for somebody, for the continent. And God is saying, make room. In Ephesians 3:20, the Bible says, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or even imagine. That's the nature of God. And heaven has prepared something. It is God's size. Human beings must demonstrate that they have the capacity to receive. You know, in Matthew 7:7, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. For whoever asks receives, whoever seeks finds, and whoever knocks the door shall be open. In the Greek, it talks about keep asking and you keep receiving. Keep seeking and you keep finding. Keep knocking. And I like the last part. Keep knocking and the door stays open. Because, I mean, it's an interesting statement. Keep knocking and the door stays open. We pray often and we pray for certain things. But then as soon as we've prayed in the prayer room, we wear the cloak of doubt. And God is looking and he's saying, you don't have capacity. Because doubt is not the capacity that receives. In fact, doubt is a capacity that resists the provision of God. And God is actually saying, I am doing something big. Simply believe. Simply believe. Abraham believed consistently. In Romans chapter 4, from verse 18 to verse 21, looking at the faith of this patriarch called Abraham, I believe we can be inspired. He was not young, neither was the wife young. Romans 4, verse 18 to verse 21. Let's see what it says. Concerning the faith of Abraham. It's a scripture I like from verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded. I like verse 21. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And I want to say to somebody, your faith is not in vain, and your prayer, that big prayer you prayed, God is coming through because he is more than able. And so may I declare every limitation broken. All those things that have confined your reception space. You know, there's a guy called Jabez. And there was a problem with his space. You could receive. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10. And he prayed, oh God, that you would bless me indeed. Oh God, that you'd expand my territory. Oh God, that you'd keep your hand on me. And oh God, that you keep me from evil. And so the prayer of Jabez had four facets. And the first one was the blessing and then the capacity. And he's saying, expand my territory. And therefore, he was praying that the limitations, and he was limited by pain in his life, would be broken. God not only answered that limitation, he blessed him, but also expanded his territory. Africa's destiny is in God's hands. Kenya's destiny is in God's hands. Your family and my family and your personal life, destiny is in God's hands. May I say loudly that no person's destiny is in Satan's hands. Your destiny, I transfer it in case it was under, you remember Revival Week? 2 days they talked about witches. And I declare no life, no person's life here and destiny is in a witch's hands, whereby a witch somewhere will take a bottle, and then when they are strangling it, you are also getting strangled. So that, you know, at night they are tying the bottle and tightening it at night. That time you're having a nightmare. You know, at night, in your bed, you're having a nightmare. Kumbe, somebody somewhere is strangling a bottle, and they had actually named that bottle your name. They are impacting on your destiny. And you have seen people who get nightmares, and they wake up. You know, they wake up running. If it's your wife having a nightmare, they wake up running. And as a husband, you have to chase them around the house. Or even vice versa. Even vice versa. Shifura, you know that. Or children. You know, we refuse those visitations in Jesus' name. They shall not happen in our homes. directed by witches who try to steal our destiny. I say that your destiny is in the hands of God. And so Jabez, having lived a choked life, it was so constricted and confined. And there was so much pain in living that kind of life because it's not the life God wants us to live. He prayed that prayer and God released him from that constriction and freedom and gave him a capacity to receive. John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's the devil's program. We refuse it in Jesus' name. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. And that is why Jesus came, that we might have life and have it abundantly. And so increase is coming. And if there is somebody who has had a womb like that of Sarah that never bore a child, the womb had even come to get clasped together. It had dried up. And that kind of womb, Sarah's womb, is not the kind of womb in a natural sense would expect that it would host a baby. If there is a situation like that, we are talking about a financial situation, your own career, the womb, the capacity to receive. And it has all collapsed. I am speaking to that womb and I say, come to life again, come to life again, come to life again in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the God of increase is about to do something. Every limitation broken. And that is why the words are there. Enlarge, stretch, stretch, lengthen, and strengthen. These are words of capacity. They are words of faith. They are words of renewal and refreshment. And therefore, let us make room for what God is about to do. In Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 6, Peter, they were surprised with the friends. They caught no fish all night. Jesus comes in and takes the boat and teaches people. And then between verse 4 and verse 6, he's interacting with their faith. And he's using words, kingdom words. And he's saying, your increase is authorized. I have already authorized it. Now, I tell you, throw your nets. Go back in there, launch in the deep, and throw the nets there. And when they obeyed, they moved by faith. They caught so much fish. A net-breaking miracle. You know, so much fish. They never saw anything like that. There was a woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. She had a big debt. And Pastor Felista, thank you so much for discussing in the prayer you prayed the question of debt, because it's a big question, big issue in Kenya right now. Yesterday, I was speaking to a group of architects and scholars, and we were discussing this issue. And as I was speaking, we came to the point of what is the debt burden as far as Kenya is concerned. Say it's so big, we spend about 60% or 60-some percent of our income as a nation or the revenue of the nation in paying debts. We are only releasing 40% to deal with everything else. You know, to deal with everything else. And you know, when you release only 40% to deal with everything else, and you have a pastor praying in a church on a Sunday like this one, and there are so many university students done their masters, bachelors, they don't have jobs. And they come forward and they say, Pastor, pray with us. We want to go start business, because that's what we tend to tell them. They want to go and start startups. Now, as a pastor, you pray for them here. We were discussing that yesterday. You pray for them like here. You send them out. You are left feeling they have gone into an economy that's only 40% in terms of what is circulating and what can serve the economy. How will they survive? How are they going to survive? You know, the debt question. And I thank God you prayed. You are on point. There is a supernatural dimension that is authorized already. And I declare it over Kenya. Hallelujah. I joined Pastor Felista. She prayed in this declaration. That debt issue, God is aware. God is conscious about it. And God is saying, I am coming supernaturally in a way that you are not even expecting, and I will sort it out. Is somebody connecting with that? Those debt issues that are disturbing us, the Lord is saying, I'm taking it up. I'm going to sort it out. And therefore, I can safely declare that what God is now going to provide will sort those out. So the lady in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, she was in debt. The prophet passes there. She only has little oil. She doesn't think that can solve the problem. But from God's perspective, because the increase is authorized already, he gives the prophet revelation. You know that story in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Maybe I just read it. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said. And that's how sometimes we think, that we have nothing, except a small jar of oil, olive oil. Elisha said, "Go around and ask your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for a few." That is capacity now to receive. "Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. That's very interesting. Heaven's increase. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." He replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." God is sorting out that debt in Jesus' name. And let me say, the flow of heaven will come in such a way. The only thing that will stop it, the increase of God, is your capacity to receive. And that capacity is faith. Join me in believing in a big God who is able to do a move in our life that will change the equation and change the narrative. This God is able. But finally, walk in it. Walk in it. Impartation of uncommon increase. Walk in it. You know, Isaiah 54 verse 3, back to the chapter again. "For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities." Not only will they dispossess, they will walk in, they will make a home there, they will settle. This increase, which is a gift from God, walk in it. Uncommon increase is a fruit of our action. I shared in the first service that my first car, which was a Daihatsu Charmant, a station wagon, Daihatsu Charmant, came in a very interesting way. There was a gentleman called, a friend of mine called Samuel, and he told me, if you're trusting God for something, for rain, for example, get yourself an umbrella and begin to walk outside with that umbrella. And I said, well, that sounds foolish. But then I remembered that God has chosen to use foolish things to confound the wise. They will say you are mad when you start acting. You know, walk in it. I have told people, if you're trusting God for some piece of land somewhere or to build a home, lay a hand on something. Go get the soil. And there are those who come to my office with the soil. We anoint. And I can tell you many stories and testimonies in this church of people who did foolish things, in quotes. And God worked with that foolish material. It's like the cross. And some people would say, would the King of Kings purchase the salvation of mankind through the cross? What kind of plan is that? Or Jesus being born in a manger among cows. The way God works is very different from the way we human beings work. And God is looking for somebody who will begin to take action. And my action, when he told me that, then I thought I want a car, was to practice, because I didn't have a driving license, I didn't know how to drive, but to use my bedroom as a driving school. And so I would enter into the privacy of my bedroom, sit on the bed, and produce the sound of a car. And then, you know, because the gear shifts then were really the ones for the gear shift itself, not automatic. Then I would see myself, even without understanding the pedals very well, which one comes first, because I don't know, I hadn't done driving. I changed the gear, and because I would hear the vehicles, how they change the gears, I also changed with my sound. God had authorized the car. I started declaring, I started believing, I started doing something. You know, walking in it, that is acting, action. And do you know, after some time, a car was brought to my house. My kitchen window was facing where the road was. A car was brought, a brown car, Daihatsu Charmant station wagon. And somebody comes and brings me the key. And the one who brought that car was the driver of one of our deacons. Yeah, I said that in the first service. The wife was here. Dr. Geshane is the one who, the driver, car was brought, and the car was left. And I'm given a key. I have no driver's license. I don't know how to drive. That time, I was a teacher at Kiambu High School. I had a house in the school, and so I approached the school driver, and I told him there's a field. It was Kerigiti. Now, we will be going there after school, and you teach me how to drive, and we do circles in Kerigiti Stadium. Every time I drive there, I remember. That is where my faith was being grown. When I learned how to drive, I got onto the road. I've never felt a feeling like that. It was really good. I am saying to somebody, your increase is authorized. Declare it. Believe it. Yeah? Walk it. Begin to do something, because heaven has consented. Heaven has authorized. Enforcement is a partnership between God, the Holy Spirit, and His people. As we go out doing the works of God, that's called enforcement. God and His people in action. And God has done His bit. Mankind, Africa, you need to do your bit. The increase for the continent is settled in heaven. But down here, God is saying, exercise your faith, but also do the action bit. And let's see what God is able to do. Because the barren woman, her destiny must change. From the beginning in verse 1, it's an authorized increase. In verse 2, is a faith-accessed increase. But number 3 is one that is received and acted upon. And the barren woman will be counted among mothers of nations. And God is saying, I have determined a future for every human being. And I believe that God has a destiny and a good destiny for every person. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says what? I know the plans I have for you. And they are plans for good and not for evil. To give you what? A future and a hope. I am a firm believer, and that's why I invest in people. And God is a firm believer in great destinies for human beings. And that's why He invested in you and me through Jesus Christ. In fact, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the God I know, and that's why I preach this gospel. And the Word of God authorizes that destiny. The people of God believe in that Word and then appropriate it through action. And you know, within no time, I was a good driver on our roads and going for missions. That Daihatsu Charmant became the first car, even for this church, when we were on the other side, for missions. And members of this church baptized it Faith Mobile, Faith Mobile, because it went and went until it couldn't go. We reached a place where even when it was raining, the wipers, you had to assist them. The windows had to be assisted. And oftentimes, it had to be jacked into motion, because the car really did its rounds. Hallelujah. And so God is saying that which you have believed Him for, doesn't matter its size, God will actually deliver, and God will bring it to your address. And so the barren woman, the whole of Isaiah 54 is a very powerful chapter. And God brings a word to the wilderness. He brings a word to desert areas. You know, like in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Let me start with verse 18. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. Then verse 19, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Don't you perceive it? Where is it springing up? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands. I declare somebody's wastelands is becoming fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. The rain of increase is coming upon your life. And that which was forlorn and forgotten and deserted, you've even been called those names. The Lord is reversing it. The word to the barren woman is a word to Africa, is a word to Kenya, is a word to me and you, to our families. And God is saying there is an uncommon increase. And I'm going to do a miracle that is supernatural and divine in your life. And I will move you to a level that you have never seen before. In Psalm 65, verse 11, you quoted it. Psalm 65 and verse 11, it paints a picture. It talks about the year and also paints a picture of how we shall be operating. Verse 11, you crown the year with bounty and your cart overflow with abundance. I am saying this year, the Lord is crowning it with bounty in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And then the next verse, you crown the year with bounty and your cart, and then the grasslands and of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. It's talking a picture of increase, actually, the rest of the verses. And therefore, we have a mighty God, and he has blessed us a lot. You have seen that bounty, especially revival season, when we got very many whistles. Hallelujah. 80,000 whistles. Can you imagine? And Pastor, we got 80,000 whistles. The other week, and my sister there, the Lord bless you big time. May you walk in bounty and overflow. We have enough and more for a number of years. And God is saying, I'm going to do something in your life. You will have enough and more for many, many years. And so he tells Abraham, walk in this increase. Genesis chapter 13 from verse 14. What does it say? Genesis 13 from verse 14. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, look around from here. I think, let me use that. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north and south, to the east, let's keep going, and west. All the land that you see, I give to you and your offspring forever. I'll make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. Now, the Lord is speaking to somebody, and I'm saying, those feet of yours will walk on this increase in Jesus' name. Go the length and the width, and God is saying, I have given it to you. So this month is very, very special because we are walking into a season of uncommon increase. We are going to be praying in just a moment, but let me remind us again that what came to Joseph, he was not expecting it. Joseph was promoted in Egypt. For those who are writing, maybe you can read later, Genesis chapter 41, verse 41 to 46, the promotion of Joseph. Miraculous, supernatural, and you don't have to be increased in small graduations, like from this level to this level, this job group to this job group to this job group to that job group. That's the natural. God is able to lift you from the lowest job group to the highest job group all overnight. How many believe with me? Let me see by a show of hands. Let's give a hand to the Lord. God is able. That's what I'm talking about. Or even the increase on Esther, her promotion. Esther 2 verse 17. It is celebrated there in a single verse. And this girl, very young, her age, she's very, very young. But she becomes a queen overnight. And it's even the king himself who brings the crown. And then there's a big party for recognizing Esther's promotion. I have said here before that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 verse 8. And I'm speaking to somebody who has been waiting for their increase to come following a certain formula. Me, I'm decreeing a supernatural formula. And God is saying, I have authorized your increase. Faith is a capacity to receive it. And begin to do something in that direction, God, because God has already done it. We are praying now. You pray where you are, those who are following online, where you are. I believe God is able to start a new season for you. And God is able to lead you to a place of plenty and also increase for his glory. So that, like I said in the first service, mission work can be funded. Churches can be planted all over the world. People can be sent to win souls to the extremities of this world and be supported in those places to make a difference. And I decree and declare that Parklands Baptist Church will experience such an increase that we shall support churches all over Africa to do the work of God. How many believe with me? Let me see. I like seeing hands. That's a sign of agreement. This church here. And when the church is getting the increase, it's you and me who are actually getting the increase. The other revival time, I said, the youth of Africa, God is increasing you in such a way. 15 million shillings will be pocket change for our young people. If Goliath, 17-year-old, could make a difference that he did that time, the youth of this continent will do big assignments. And 15 million shillings will just be pocket change. This church, God is endowing us once again. And he is bringing increase so that we can become a blessing to the ends of the earth. God blessed Abraham so it becomes a channel of his blessings. He became a father and Sarah, mother of nations, and they have become a blessing to the nations. And may God open the heavens. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. May God open the heavens, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 12. And do what? The Lord open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, send rain on your land in season, and bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, you will borrow from none. This verse, we will make it in first person as our prayer, you know, our prayer today as we enter the season of divine increase, uncommon increase. Therefore, we make it first person. Let's try together, first person. Lord, open the heavens for me. Lord, open the storehouse of your bounty for me. Lord, send rain on my land in season and bless all the work of my hands. I will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. Let's try it again. First person. You can do it your own way. Let's try it. First person. Lord, open the heavens for me. Lord, open the storehouse of your bounty for me. Lord, send rain on my land in season and bless all the work of my hands. I will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. A big hand clap to our God. Glory to his name. Let's all be standing now, upstanding as we pray together. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the one who shepherds the barren woman to the place of uncommon increase. You are the one who will shepherd us from the place where we have been to the space of uncommon increase. And today I pray that the experience of the barren woman who is being shepherded from the place of barrenness to the place of being the mother of many nations, that experience would be replicated and replayed again in our age and our time. My God, I pray that somebody in this service and somebody following this service online would ask that that experience of that woman becomes their experience and allow you, God, to now release from heaven that which belongs to each one of us. My God, I thank you that the barren woman does not remain barren forever. All the handicaps and limitations are broken as God, you come through for her to bring uncommon increase to her, because you have the power. You are able to deal with roadblocks and complications and limitations. Whatever may have caused her barrenness is no longer an issue, because circumstances don't limit your operations. And my God, I thank you that when the barren woman aligns her expectations with the nature of a limitless God, then suddenly an anointing of increase begins to happen in her life. And my God, I know that when we align ourselves and our expectations with the nature of who you are, the unlimited God, then our faith is lifted. God, you are happy. And then you begin to do a work that had never been seen before, not just for us, but for the glory of your name. And therefore, in this prayer, Shepherd of the barren woman, now hold us by the hand and shepherd us from the place of barrenness to the place of uncommon increase, from the place where they would laugh at us to the place where the north, south, east, and west is opening, because the children are so many. They have to go north, they have to go south, they have to go east, they have to go west, and they go settle and occupy those spaces. Now, Shepherd of the barren woman, lead us ably, as you always do, to anyone who believes you, to that destiny. And my God, as I pray this prayer, I'm aware of Psalm 23, where David is completely given and surrendered to you, the shepherd of the barren woman. And David celebrates seven things about you. And right at the entry of his celebration in Psalm 23 and verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want." My God, I know that you, when you're a shepherd of a people, then you remove them from the space called want, and you bring them to the space of uncommon increase. And therefore, as a servant of God, here in Africa, in Nairobi, in this section of the world, I invite you, Shepherd of the barren woman, to come and hold us by the hand and lead the youth of Africa and even the seniors of Africa, the families of Africa, to the place of uncommon increase. There is nothing impossible with you. And therefore, Lord, I see you making the super highway. And you've made a way, like Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, you are making a way in the wilderness. And you are making those ways. And Father, you are leading us to a place of uncommon increase. My God, I pray that you give us the faith that receives, the faith that accepts the bigness of your gifts. You make us worthy to receive. And therefore, Lord, we open ourselves now to receive this uncommon increase. Lord, as a servant, your servant in this place, I have declared this month, August, is a month of uncommon increase. I believe it. I'm convicted about it. The preaching from this pulpit cannot be in vain. It is your word. You spoke it. You authorized it. I'm releasing it right now. This month is a month of uncommon increase. And that God, as your people go through these doors, somehow the anointing that receives uncommon increase shall be upon them. The favor that receives uncommon increase shall be upon them. And that as they go into the marketplace and go into the spaces where they will go, somehow God, in a miraculous way, you shall surprise them. Our God is a God of surprises, and he has pleasant surprises for each one of us. And I declare that through this month, each one of us and our families shall experience what Abraham experienced when God told him, look to the north, look to the south, look to the east, look to the west. As far as your eye can see, I have given it to you. My God, I pray that Abrahamic experience shall become our experience, even in a marketplace where competition is rife and strong. And sometimes we wonder, shall we make headways The counter winds are so strong. My God, I know you are there. And therefore, I pray that the impartation that was on Abraham becomes our impartation. And as a servant of God, I say to somebody in this service and following online, receive now. This is your time to receive. You can put your hands up as a sign of faith to God. My God, you can see these hands. They are indicators of capacity to receive. They are also indicators of faith to receive. And because of these hands that are expecting from you and his expectation aligned to you, our God, who is not limited, I pray that you now place, I pray by faith, the heavens are open, the storehouses of God are open, the angels are active, the Holy Spirit is moving. You place that increase upon our address. These hands, may they receive in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, this increase I declare is blessed. And this increase shall be used for the glory of God. Because of this increase, we shall give a testimony. Lord, remove every roadblock and every hindrance in the name of Jesus. And Father, your people shall come next Sunday, rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, saying, the Lord has done it. Showers of blessing have been upon my life. See what the Lord has done. My God, I know voices are out there that speak contrary. But your voice speaks to a barren woman. And say, you shall be a mother of nations. That voice speaks to Sarah, says, you shall be a mother of nations. Your word is above, overrules every other word. And I'm decreeing an overruling over any other word ever spoken of your life, saying you can never go far. God is saying the increase is yours. Take it in Jesus' name. And this increase shall be used for the glory of God. And so, Father, thank you so much for this uncommon increase. And now I secure its borders and protect it by the blood of Jesus Christ and decree and declare that your people shall live to testify of your goodness. And we shall come back saying, I am a mother, I am a father of nations. May God increase your faith. May God increase your joy. May God increase your peace. May God increase your finances. May God increase your business. May God increase your prayer life. May God increase your reading of the Bible. May God increase your love for lost souls, a passion for lost souls. May God increase your love. May God increase your patience. May God increase your kindness. May God increase your goodness. May God increase your generosity. May God increase your long-suffering. May God increase you in every way. Because we've prayed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. Let's give a hand to the Lord. Glory to God. Now, as I was praying and the Lord put in my heart to seal the prayer of uncommon increase with the blood of Jesus, it was also impressed that we need to blow the shofar. And I have a friend called Joel, Pastor Joel, he's here. He's also our chief security officer in the church. Karibu sana. He's the chief security officer in this church. He's a man who loves the Lord, who has a pastoral heart. And you know, Joel, you lead us as a congregation. In blowing that shofar, you told me you are capable. So I know you'll do it. 7 times. Why 7? All the obstructions removed. The Jericho story. Every wall coming down and a super highway created for you. So we shall blow it 7 times. After we blow it 7 times, we shall all clap, shout, give the shout like the army was told. Give a shout. I know we can't probably make it as loud as the other times. But now we're using our voices. We give a shout. And I tell you, everything that has obstructed your uncommon increase will come down. After that, we shall do the blessing and we shall be released. One.
Glory to God.
You're blessed on Monday, blessed on Tuesday, blessed on Wednesday, blessed on Thursday, blessed on Friday, blessed on Saturday. This coming Sunday, you're blessed and coming with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to God. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Shalom.